idea final detailed design meeting. We're going to discuss the look and feel design, user interface design, and we're going to evaluate the product. And the end result of this meeting has to be a decision on the details of this remote control, like absolute final decision. And then I'm going to have to specify the final design in the final report. So just from last time, to recap, we said we were going to have a snowman-shaped remote control with no LCD display, no need for talk back. It's hopefully going to be kinetic power and battery with rubber buttons, maybe backlighting the buttons with some internal LEDs to shine through the casing, hopefully a jaw dial, incorporating the slogan somewhere as well. Anything I missed?
No.
Okay. Two, if you want to present your prototype, go ahead.
I've got a few things in the mate. I look at your spreadsheet and it tends to be quite a lot expensive to have it open up and have lots of buttons and stuff inside.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of, this is going to be an LCD screen, just a very, very basic one, very small, with access to the menu through the scroll wheel and confirm and button.
Okay.
And there isn't, but it doesn't open up to the advanced functions. So the advanced functions are still hidden from you, but they're hidden in the sense that they're not in use.
Where are they?
They're in the LCD panel and the jaw dial.
Ah, right. Great.
So what kind of thing is going
to
be?
The LCD panel just displays functionally what you're doing. If you're using an advanced function like brightness, contrast, whatever.
Okay.
It'll just say, you know, it's like, it only has four colors. It's a very simple LCD, like,
right.
Or as many, the minimum amount you need to get the usual on there, you know, like, this is brightness or this is contrast.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, cool.
It might even be one a bit more complex LCD panel.
Okay.
Pictures, like maybe the sun, the symbols of the various.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what is this here?
That's a number pad.
Okay, so the number pad is.
Why are we going to have the slogan?
Along this, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You have this space here, and then you have this thing on the side as well, or at the bottom.
Okay.
The slogans are usually quite small, right? They're not, like, huge, so...
Yeah. Looks good.
Say a button's about this size, right?
Yeah.
So you would still have space for slogans.
Mm-hmm.
So if this isn't to scale, what kind of dimensions are you thinking about here?
Well, the buttons are big enough to push easy, so we're reckoning. That would be about the same size as
okay.
Yeah, so that would be about a centimeter for a button. So 1, 2, 3, 4 centimeters. Plus maybe half, five.
9 in
six,
total?
7, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
10 centimeters. That would be good. So 10 centimeters in height. Okay.
That'd be good. In fact, a pen is about 10 centimeters usually. So that would be, that sounds like a really good size.
Yeah.
Do you see it there?
That's great. It's very bright as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is it possible, I'm just going to bring up the idea of colors. Are these the colors that of production? Is this just what we had available?
We're going to have again the sort of the foggy yellow from last time when you used the button.
Right.
Okay, so just could you just list all the things that it does? So I can write them in the report.
Because it's red, it's sort of a problem. We're going to use it as maybe the power button. If you hold it for maybe 2 seconds, I'll send a standby signal. Apart from that, it's going to be used as a confirm button for the LCD screen,
okay.
And use this as a jaw dial.
Okay, so that's like an okay button.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we discussed how high it is, but how wide is it?
Okay.
How high is it?
No, as in the height.
Yeah.
But what about the width?
Oh, the depth of the LCD.
Yeah, about 3.5.
Okay.
I was just to get an idea of scale from your.
Sure.
From there. Okay. So you can power on and off.
3.5.
What else can you do?
You can skip the channel using these buttons.
Okay.
And we're looking at volume control here, but because we've got the LCD and the jog dial, we just thought we'd use that as the volume.
Okay, jog dial for volume. And what
mm-hmm.
else do you use the jog dial?
You can use it for more advanced functions like contrast, color.
Contrast, brightness?
Yeah.
Anything else?
It's whatever else we want to include in advanced functions. We don't have to go through and specify it.
Well, as the designers, what are they?
What can we do?
Okay, things like brightness, contrast, maybe tuning the channels.
Okay, channel tuning. That's good.
What else? The various inputs, so you have a VCR, you
mm-hmm.
have
mm-hmm.
which input you have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Probably color sharpness.
Yeah, color sharpness.
Sharpness.
A lot of these things will have to be free and open for users to define them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about sound settings? Or can you change any of those at all?
Audio.
Audio. We have like your basic, your bass, your mid range, your high range.
We have the bounce.
Yeah. Left right bounce. Maybe even pre programmed sound modes. Like
okay.
The user could determine like a series of sound modes. And
mm-hmm.
what can happen would be when you click on that and you go to that setting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else at all that can do? Because that's fine, just need to know so I can write it down. Okay. Right, I guess that's it. So we can now have a little look at the Excel sheet and price this thing and see if we need to rethink anything at all. So for this first part here, power wise, have
the
we got
battery.
Battery? Do you have kinetic as well?
No.
No? Okay. Just battery. And that's because of cost restraints, is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the
chip.
Electronics here?
We
advanced
chip?
Yes.
Let me just confirm that. Yeah.
Okay. The case, what does it mean by single and double, do you know?
I think single is because our ones are oval, because double is this, I think.
So we want double curve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plastic.
Is there any rubber at all in the button?
I think we're going to have to skip the rubber.
Okay. And we want it special colours, don't
yeah.
we? So we'll have to pop that. Oh no, wait. How many colours have we got there?
For the case itself, one colour. It's one special colour.
Just one colour, okay.
Because the case unit itself, the rest of them.
Okay. So interface-wise, is it this third option? Or
yes.
The two of them there.
One and the LCD display.
Okay. Then buttons.
I mean,
we have what?
We
two colors.
Make them clear.
We've got push buttons as well.
Like, oh, wait, so push button and integrated
yeah.
scroll lift. Okay.
We've got one button for this thing because it's one big sheet of rubber.
Uh huh.
I'm not sure if that counts.
Okay.
Okay, let's just be safe and put, like, say, four buttons for that one.
Okay.
Okay. And maybe a special color for the buttons, so maybe four again.
Four?
Why
are we writing the number four? Where does the number four come from?
Because that's one button bytes, the complexity of 12 buttons.
Okay, right.
So
we're writing
just
four?
Estimating that, yeah, it would be less.
Okay. But these, are we wanting them in?
No.
No? We're just, is everything going to be faster? Okay. So we're all quite far over. Something's going to have to go. We're at 16.8.
How are we going to achieve this high-end product?
Well, something has to
we
go
only have
to the 2.3 euro. So let me see, what are we?
2.3?
4.3. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry, 4.3. Mm, that's a lot.
Well, I could pick a one, but it's a single curve, just four in each.
Yeah.
And then where's the...
How much of that saves?
That only saves you one.
One.
The other thing could be that you could take away the LCD panel, the advanced chip together. Because when you do something on the TV,
mm-hmm.
the TV responds and reacts as well. So the user could be looking at the TV and pushing these things, so you may not need to So when we scroll, we need just some way to get the TV to respond.
Okay,
Which I think is a technically doable thing, so.
So what sort of you'd suggest and take away the LC display?
Yep. And the advanced chip goes away as well?
To be replaced with a
regular chip.
Regular chip.
So what that means is that.
And so we've got 0.3 to get rid of. And we ha- where are the four push buttons are where exactly now?
The 12 buttons that you see there.
12 buttons.
It's one piece of rubber, but it's going to have 12 buttons.
Yeah.
Functionally, you're going to have to intercept. So 4 is a good estimate for.
Do you think?
Yeah. You can't actually cut. It's like 3 times the number of
okay.
buttons. 4, 8, 12.
Is that one big button or is it 12 buttons? How can it be something in between?
It needs to be more than one big button because. You open up your phone and there's actually one button underneath. It's just like a panel itself is a single panel.
Okay, well we have 0.3 to get rid of somewhere.
Just report that it has to be over budget. Or the colors.
No,
we could take away the colors for the buttons.
Yeah, we could just go with
normal color buttons.
Well, do you want color differentiation here?
No, that's not the button we're
talking about. Oh yeah,
about.
Sorry,
the buttons only refer to the pad, so.
Right. So,
take that off.
It's back to the original. So then these just become normal clock buttons. So that might be some way of cutting it across.
Okay. Oh, that's a shame. Right. So take away that completely. And now we're under budget. So we do have 0.5 yard okay with this.
How about with embossing the logo? Isn't that going to cost us some money?
Doesn't say so.
No? That's a freebie.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. One? Does that mean that one button has a special form? Or?
I think there's just one button.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we go. So I'm just going to have to refill this night. So we're not going to have the TV anymore. You're just going to have an on the TV, it'll show you what you're doing. I think that's fair enough. And so this is going to be one big thing here.
Was the goal in your prototype design that it be as low profile as possible?
Low profile.
Sort of flat as possible?
Yeah. Yeah, which you have been quite deep, sort of.
Yeah.
To
yeah, that's what I was thinking. Sure.
You
okay.
Didn't
yeah. All right. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
So there's one more dimension to which we need to add, and you might want to add in width and height.
Right. Okay. So, just to well to be thorough, then width wise we're looking at about what 3 centimeters or something.
Yeah.
Okay. And then so height wise. How tall do you envisage it to be? About that
one?
About 2 centimeters, okay.
2 is not very high at all, though. Maybe
this
a bit higher?
About, this is about 2. Slightly more than 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe
okay.
closer to 3
then,
or 2.5.
We'll say 2.5. Okay. So we have it within cost anyway. So yeah, project evaluation at this point. Okay, so can we close that? This is what it's the final step is going to be. So I'm just going to have to. Yeah, that's fine.
It's probably just, I don't know if it's worth getting into, but just in that we want this to be stylish, should we think a little bit more out of the box in terms of a button grid? Because I've seen there's lots of devices out there that, that instead of taking your standard 9 square grid and they have it sort of stylized or in different concept that
I think that's something that's very hard to catch.
Yeah.
So you restrict the number of people who want to try something.
Sure, okay.
The look and the color is something which is cool.
Yeah. All right.
I think there's also that factor of it's too unfamiliar.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sure.
Because when you
what about button shape, square buttons?
Yeah, button shape might be a good idea to change.
Okay.
Rather than positioning, because
yeah.
I think positioning is
sure.
We're kind of ingrained into the telephone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So at this point, we discuss how satisfied we all are with these four points, with the room for creativity in the project and leadership and teamwork and stuff we have around.
Okay. Do you want me to do you want me to do my design evaluation last?
Yeah, we're not really sure what that was.
First.
Yeah.
Evaluation.
Yeah, go for that first. I wasn't entirely sure what
okay.
Who was supposed to be doing that, but
sure.
You go for it.
All right, so the way this works, I'm going to need to plug into PowerPoint.
Okay.
I'll try and do it as quick as possible. I'll just go over your head if that's okay. What's that?
It's okay.
I don't need the PowerPoint?
The PowerPoint itself.
Oh, of course, yeah, that's true. Yeah. A bit more. Okay. So, what this is this for us to use kind of like a the ideas that I've set up. I've reviewed all of the points of discussion from the beginning and used that as a criteria of evaluation for the current design or the plan. And so we can review that. I think it's going to end up being sort of elementary because we're not going to probably use it to change anything, but. Doesn't seem like it's going, does it? Yeah, okay, great. And I'm going to write up our results on the board, so this will be a way for us to go through and decide if we're sort of review where we stand with it. Okay, so so sort of bringing together two things, sort of design goals and also the market research that we had. When we rate this, one is high in succeeding or fitting to our original aim, and seven is low. Okay. So these are the, and we've been asked to collectively rate this. So what we can do is try and just work on a consensus system. So we just come to an agreement.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one, stylish look and feel.
Oh yeah, compared to most
yeah.
Controls,
say
that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, my only reservation with it was that we basically went with yellow because it's the company's color,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if yellow is going to really be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay,
what do you guys think?
I would say 5 or 6.
Okay.
Good.
Yep.
Okay, let's go with 5 then.
Okay.
Oh, it's actually the opposite.
Seven.
See.
Oh yes. Seven.
Cement.
Then I would say
3. Okay.
Wait, what's the scale? 1 to 7. 1 to 5.
Yeah. 1 is high.
Because you have 2 or 3.
Okay. Let's go 2.5 then. Okay. Control high tech innovation.
Well,
we had to remove.
But
yeah. So we've had to remove a few of our features we
mm-hmm.
wanted, but jog dial is
I
good.
3 or 4.
Medium, but going towards a little bit higher than.
Okay.
Kind of
yeah,
3?
Okay.
Okay. Style reflects a fruit-inspired color design. I shouldn't have said color, but just.
Okay, the blue
sort of
colors and don't actually represent the color.
Yeah.
For the red button.
Okay.
For one of them.
Right.
The yellow. I mean, it could be.
Yeah,
it
could be.
Design.
Yeah.
Yeah, the yellow is more representative of the color. But
okay.
Button itself, the blue could be anything else.
Okay, so we're 2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, and design is simple to use, simple in features.
Yeah, that's really basic,
looking,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I
don't
get that
near your wall. Fairly basic. You guys think?
1.
Yeah, 1. Okay. Soft and spongy, we achieved that. We've used mostly plastic in the end, so it's going to be quite a bit of a compromise for price. 5.
5? That's really good.
I like to use
that
plastic.
Yeah,
no, could we have used an entirely rubber frame to it? Is that an option?
Would
it cost more than plastic? Okay. Logo, we've got it in there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Didn't have that on the side, I don't think.
And it's within budget, yep. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can say then that out of a possible, or what would be our goal here?
Out of 49,
maybe. Yeah, out of 49 with zero being the highest. We are at 2, 7, 8, 10, 15.5. So, pretty good. Translate to something like about approximately 72% efficacy of our original goal. Right? I think, because if you turn that into 100, it would be about
twice that.
About 31, and then invert that. It's
so, yeah, well, yeah, 69, 70.
Oh, right, about 70%.
It's pretty good.
Okay, good. That was just a little formality for us to go through. Okay. There. Oh, 100-pound pen. Sorry. All right. No.
Camera's there.
Is that you all finished?
Yeah, that's me. I did have one other frame. I thought, I mean, I not knowing how we would deal with this information, I thought, okay, in theory, this kind of process would be about refining our design, revisiting our original goals. It's not something I need to push through, but I thought, should be thinking more about the dimensions, sort of like more of a three-dimensional shapes as well, as opposed to just that flat. Could our design involve a series of colors, so that it's more of like a line, where we have like sort of the, I don't know, like the harvest line or the vibrant, I don't know, something, whatever, just some theme, and then we have different tones, lime, green, lemon.
Okay.
It's just discussion. I mean, obviously, we can just abandon this. It's fine. Just thinking about what we originally set out to do.
Okay.
Yep. So there. That's all.
Okay. Great. Are you submitting the evaluation criteria, or am I? I don't know what your instructions have been.
I think to record it, and I haven't been asked to submit it yet. No.
Okay. I was wondering if I need to include it in the minutes because if you're submitting it anyway.
I will, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Cool. Right. Well, next up then, because we've done finance, is the project evaluation.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm just trying to incorporate the logo into the
thinking,
so I'm playing with the Play-Doh as well. Just in case you're wondering. Are you still playing with the Play-Doh?
Well, do you want to just individually say what you think about these 4 points and then not those 4 points, my 4 points?
I like those printer cables that just have the two little butterfly clips.
You know,
it's really quick.
Oh, okay. Here we are. As a note, we'll do this alphabetically. Do you want to start?
Sure. So what is it you're asking of me now?
I don't know. It's your opinion on these four points, really, and how we...
Sort of our work on setting this up.
Yeah.
Well, if it... Okay, I'll just go through your system. And the room is fairly institutional, but the main thing is, I think, our use of this space is more just to report on things as opposed to be creative and constructive, and it would probably help to have sort of a cumulative effect of we have ideas and we come back and then the ideas are still in discussion. You know, as in other words, this room is sort of a center point of creativity, whereas in reality, as we've gone through this, it's not really a center point of creativity. It's more just a...
Wait,
debating.
But you were able to have quite a lot of creative input into the.
Yeah, but that's just the thing, is the question, in terms of the first point there, the room, it feels as though the creativity goes on when we leave, and then we come here, and then we kind of put out our ideas, and then, you know.
I don't think it means the room as in this room. I think it means like, you know.
Oh, right. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. All right, I just looked up and saw, okay, whiteboard, digital pens, the room.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course, yeah.
But I do. I think it means
you're
able to give creative input. So.
Answering the question in those terms, I'd say that actually there's sort of a tease of creativity because we're asked to work through this, but actually the guidelines are fairly contrived in terms of, fashion trends say fruit and vegetable color scheme, but then we're told, okay, use the company colors. So what do? We're told, okay, think in terms of style and look and feel and technology, but build something for 12.5 pounds.
Okay.
So actually, the creativity was more of like a formality than an actual.
You're like caged within.
Yeah, within the constraints.
It's the like a balloon in a cage.
Yeah.
It's not so big, it's not hit the side.
Yeah.
Actually, let's take each point and everybody discuss it over here. So still on the topic of room for creativity. Next up is Chris.
I agree with the points. It's quite a lot of fun to go through and then you start at the end and go, right, got everything out because we don't have enough money.
Yeah.
I think another point is that the meetings are more brainstorming sessions than meetings, so time is also a very strong factor in structuring. Because for a brainstorming meeting, you want a structure that allows ideas to get tossed. To be evaluated and to be reviewed and to get feedback.
And
I guess that point about the room not being very friendly to that, I think that's a very big thing. And I think the fact that we're wearing these things restricts.
Sure.
I feel it because I wear my glasses, right? But that irritates me, right?
Yeah.
It does actually, affect whether you feel comfortable to communicate. I feel like I'm hiding behind the equipment rather than the equipment is.
Right.
So you think a more relaxed atmosphere would be more kind of conducive
to
creativity?
Not so much an atmosphere. The atmosphere is very relaxed,
but the
gear, creates boundaries to that, and the time given also restricts.
Very good. What about leadership? I don't know if that means like if I had a good job or something. I don't really.
Yeah. Well. I mean, my sense on that is sort of what kind of. Guidance and direction and encouragement.
Like a personal coach person, stuff like that.
Yeah, from in you as well, I think. Just sort of acting as a team leader.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, my personal views on leadership is that effective leadership sort of gives people a certain room for freedom and delegation, but then to come back with something that they take great ownership and innovative thought with. In reality, I think here the different elements of leadership, such as the original briefing, and then the personal coach, and then having you with the meeting agenda, is actually quite a confining framework to work within, and so it is leadership almost at the point of sort of disempowering the team member.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
But it's not bad leadership. It's just sort of fairly strong. You know, it turns the individual into more of like a sort of a predetermined mechanism as opposed to a sort of a free.
Too controlling, or
yeah, oh yeah, without, without a doubt.
Controlling is not the right word.
Yeah, maybe not. Confining.
Structure.
Yeah.
Structure is
yeah.
really what you're saying. That
yeah.
each individual is structured to one particular
task,
rather than controlling. I don't mean it's control because decisions have been made in terms of a consensus, right? You go around and you think about it, but that. Process actually says you have to do it in a certain way.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you, sometimes you might want to be a bit more creative in the process.
Yeah.
Okay. What about teamwork?
Did you want to comment?
That was a bit hard because we could only discuss things in the meeting.
Yeah.
If we just got somebody outside the meeting and have a quick talk to them, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay. We tried to use the common shared folder to communicate, but it just comes back to us so slow in the email.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a. you know, a messenger.
Did you guys get the email I sent you?
Yeah, got the email.
Okay. So to summarize the teamwork issue, saying that if we could communicate outside the meeting, you know, just like quick questions, quick thoughts, whatever, it probably would be.
Yeah.
I think the tool set they were given to us are fancy, but they don't support collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
mm-hmm.
good. They don't support the team
exactly.
working together.
Yeah, I mean, if you.
They're still very individual tools.
Yeah, I mean, sort of taking upon that idea, the way I see this is that it's the structure in which we've approached this whole task is quite contrary to the principle of teamwork, because the tasks were divided, and then the work went on in isolation.
Mm.
I don't know what you guys did while you were together. Maybe that was a bit different, but but actually, if you imagine the entirely completely same task given to us, but us said, okay, first thing we have to do is come up with a design concept, and we sit here together and do it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what teamwork is, to say, okay, go off and don't talk to each other.
Yeah.
It's actually sort of predisposes you to quite the contrary of teamwork.
Okay.
Not that we haven't done, I think, the best we could have done.
Okay.
I'm not dissatisfied with it.
Right. Anything else to say on teamwork at all?
No, not
really. Okay. What about the, you know, how we use the whiteboards, the pens, the projector, stuff like that?
I think the whiteboard for me is the kind of thing I would use all the time, but it's not quite as useful as to us as it could have been, maybe just in the way that we use it, in the sense that once we have an idea out there, or while work was going on in between meetings, that could have been up on a board, you know, as opposed to in text. And then we could then keep our ideas sort of building on that. I know that people who design cars and, you know, in aviation, they quite often just have a simple like fiberglass prototype, and it's completely, you know, abstract from
mm-hmm.
the final product, but they use it as a kind of a context to sort of walk around and puzzle and point and discuss.
Yeah.
And in a way, everybody's, as we discuss things in theoretically and out of our notebooks, we're actually just each of us discussing something that's in each of our own minds. It wasn't until we had this here, you know, like at one point I peeked across and looked at Craig's paper, and I'm like, now I know what he's thinking, because I saw his book. But the whiteboard could have actually been this kind of continuing.
So do you think producing a prototype earlier in the process would have been a good idea?
I think it could be, yeah.
I think the focus of it a lot was the PowerPoint as opposed to the whiteboard.
Yeah.
I think that is also the hinders and things. I think
mm-hmm.
it will be cooler to have the whiteboard rather
mm-hmm.
than the PowerPoint, or maybe the whiteboard and the PowerPoint in the same place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the PowerPoint was provided to us while we had time to prepare. Whereas I can imagine if I'd been encouraged to use Paintbrush, for example, or whatever, I would have actually used it. You know, just because that's sort of how we were set up to use while we had our time.
Okay.
I think like there were too many PowerPoints in the meetings.
Mm.
The plugin and the plugin spent a lot of time doing that. And a lot of the information on the PowerPoints, I don't think, you know, you needed to we could have gone through them very verbally, especially on my slides. I felt that you know, it's supposed to have to present them.
What about the digital pens? Did you find them easy enough to use?
Sure.
Yeah, clunky. Agreed. Having to take it before you go off was a bit hindering as well.
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
yeah.
Halfway through a thought, and then you run out of paper, and then you have to jump.
And I think at the very start of today, I like wrote a whole load of stuff, didn't click note on one, then went back and wrote one tiny wee thing on another page, but then did click note.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm quite worried that I've just written over the top of it or something, but then I'll take it for it anyway. I haven't done that.
But I think the pen is very intuitive. Everybody knows how to use it. You don't
mm-hmm.
need to worry.
On the topic of the technology, it just occurred to me that we actually didn't need to move our computers, because each computer has all of the files.
Yeah.
It just occurred to me that they all...
We only needed one computer.
We only actually needed one computer.
Yeah.
If there had been a fifth, it could have just been sitting there ready to go the whole time.
And the computer may not be conducive to a meeting because you tend to look at your computer and want to have the urge to check something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's useful, but...
Do you think the computers just provide distraction in reading?
I think too many computers are just distracting.
Okay. I like to have things written down in front of me, actually.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the stuff that was emailed to me, I ended up, you know, like writing down a day or something, so I could look at it really quickly and not have the distraction of all of that. And don't know what I'm not really sure what they're looking for in saying new ideas find. I don't know, can you think about anything else that would have been helpful today at all?
Well, the main one for me is that the process in a natural context would not have been interrupted by this necessity to discommunicate ourselves from each other. So
yeah,
that's kind of a new idea for me, is like just sort of that idea, well, you know, it's kind of hard to keep working forward on a team-based project when you're told you must now work away from your team.
I think it's quite good that we had time limits on the meetings, because they really could have run on, and my experience with meetings is that they really do.
Yeah.
And we spent a lot of time talking about. The only thing is, though, like when we had our meeting about the conceptual design, I thought there maybe another 15 minutes would have been useful there, but yeah. I think maybe if we like all been working in the one room and they just said, you know, like every hour or something, everybody make sure you know, just have a short meeting, and then just to have like something written down, just like, you know, a milestone, if you like, rather than having meetings. But anyway, so in closing, I haven't got my 5 minutes to go. Oh, there it is, 5 minutes to go. Wonderful. Okay, are the costs in the budget? Yes, they are. And is the project evaluated? Yes, it is.
Nice idea. Great. So now we...
Well, apparently now I'm at the final report. What are you guys doing now?
I don't know.
You don't know? That would be lovely.
Is it a ninja home?
What did you call it?
Ninja home. See, it looks like Homer Simpson.
Is that just the logo, or is it doing a thing?
Yeah, it's just the logo.
Just the logo, and then like ninja Homer.
The red is supposed to represent whatever else you want to print on the side.
Mm-hmm. Fashion, technology, or something.
You can wear Homer. You can throw Homer when you're frustrated.
That's cool. I'm slightly gutted that we couldn't get plastic and rubber. I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Maybe for now, no reaction should get some more money.
Oh, I did learn something. Play-Doh is useful. No, it is useful in conceptualizing, in being creative.
Really?
It's like you say, it's something you can put your hands on and feel and touch.
Yeah.
And get a sense for it. Like, you were playing with Play-Doh and the ideas came with the Play-Doh.
Did they?
Rather than with everything else. You might want to write that.
Yeah.
It's just,
okay.
I'm just feeling with the Play-Doh. Yeah.
No, it's true, yeah.
I forgot how it smells.
Yeah, it smells funny, doesn't it?
Some Play-Dohs are actually, I think, edible, aren't they?
No,
yeah,
it's
different. I think it has to be.
It's just wheat. It's the stuff that your mom could make with preservatives.
Wow.
What are your summarizing words about Play-Doh?
It's helpful to the creative process. It engages all your senses, not just your sight, but your sense of feel, your sense of touch. And
taste.
It helps you understand dimension as well. I think that's very helpful because it starts to pop up, whereas on a piece of paper, on a computer, on a board.
Yeah.
Even with the 3D graphic thing, it still requires a lot of
tangible.
That's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do we retreat to continue our?
I think
Reporting or what?
Well, that's good. I'm sure that that thing will pop up in a minute now. Yeah, maybe it's over and then yeah, I guess so.
And my microphone has no signal.
Alright.
I think the time has to run out for us to get any more instructions, doesn't it? It's really cool. I can see the when I talk, I can see my own voice.
Mm-hmm.
On the see really watch.
Sorry? Well, I don't know. I know that I've got like 10 minutes to write this report thingy. I guess you just say
you probably have to